We take you now to Jennings Beach in Connecticut. This sounds like something out of a movie. It is a springtime tradition there. The McKinley Carnival is back in town. Rides, midway, fair food, and then all of a sudden you've got a panic on your hands. People were screaming and running, trying to escape the horror that had just been unleashed. A group of kids had just unleashed fart spray.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
I want them caught and hung up by their Buster Browns now. This is a panic.
Local police who were there simply to provide security say that they'd never seen the rumors were flying. Guns, fights, injuries. None of that happened. It was just fart spray by a group of teenagers. I don't know that they've tracked down the fart sprayers yet.
We got a panic on our hands at Spring Carnival.
Spring Carnival.
This is awful. This will not stand in my carnival.
I mean, but if you're at a carnival like that and you, let's say you're just walking in and people are now flowing towards you in a wave, what do you do?
Of course.
What do you leave.
Think? Of course. You think, uh-oh. You think the worst.
There's been a shooting. There's been a stabbing. Mm-hmm. There's a fight.
Of course.
Or the first thing you think. Exactly. There was an interesting wildlife story the other day. There's a wildlife group that has cameras posted, and they were watching beaver build its dam, and apparently the beaver was caught on camera passing gas on purpose to mark its territory. It's the first time it's been captured in the wild. And this,
are we sure about that?
This wildlife group, well, you can hear it. The piece here starts with the beaver passing gas.
We put camera traps out to try and track the beaver activity, and we got loads of really great stuff. So we got the beavers building their dams, grooming, feeding, swimming. But one that did stand out and made everyone in the office laugh was the beaver breaking wind. Beavers, near their tail, they have glands that can secrete this oil called castoreum. And that actually helps them to mark their territory. So we think what the beaver was doing in the video is actually marking its territory and communicating to any other beavers out there that actually this is my patch.
And that's real. That actually happens now, apparently. Take you inside the animal world here for a moment.
Is that why the word beaver fart is on my sheet of paper here?
Yeah,
in the
we're erasing that as of today, but it yes. That
beaver
is
fart.
Yep.
As well.
There's a really dirty word for something like that, but I'm not even going to say it.
You're not.
Please don't.
Of course you're not. This is much more technical. This is a real
from the animal kingdom.
Real life beaver. That's right. And that is apparently a real thing that they're marking their territory. And this wildlife group says, never been captured before on camera. We've got it.
We were high-fiving all day.
Got it for the first time. They loved it. It was unbelievable when they figured it out. There was a woman the other day also caught on camera. She went through Starbucks, and it went viral because, I don't know if you know this, I didn't because I don't go through Starbucks very much, but if you have a puppy in the car, they'll give them a little pup cup.
Oh, very well known.
What is the pup cup?
Just a whipped cream.
Oh, okay.
And just a tiny little Starbucks cup.
Okay, and you get one. They give it to you. Well, this woman went through, and they thought that she had a little puppy in the car. They were going to give it a pup cup. And it wound up being a rooster that was in the car, an emotional support animal.
No, really?
Do you have a pup? Absolutely. Okay. I hear your pup asking for it.
He's actually a rooster.
Oh, shut up. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing him. What the heck? What's his name?
Fluffy.
That's so cute.
So I see Casper calling. Oh my god, nice chicken.
Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Made my day.
Hello.
Oh my god.
These are the Starbucks baristas and other employees.
I don't know who's more annoying.
I do. The cock lady. The.
Well, also, she starts with, I don't know if you can tell, she says, can I have a cluck cup?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. She wins.
The cluck cup went to the rooster that was in her.
I mean, I don't blame the Starbucks employees for being somewhat curious. It's an anomaly.
They went over the top, didn't they, boy?
Thank you for bringing them. Why?
Why? Yeah, what's so great about that? But they did, and they gave the rooster a cluck cup.
Ugh.
You know, two more things about Starbucks.
I hope there's a Chick-fil-A next door.
It's not a puppy, it's a rooster. Oh, so you're crazy.
Well, the colonel would like a word.